Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yesterday we started a completely new chapter, Kitab al-Hajj. We started Bab wujub al-Hajj wa fadlihi, the chapter on the obligation and the virtues of Hajj. Explained that the whole journey of Hajj is the journey of love and the expression of love. Something that doesn't make logical sense, that a person leaves everything that he has. But love is a thing like that. It goes beyond all logic. A person loves somebody, for example, he loves his wife, and she asks him for a bouquet of roses. Now this logic will tell us, that why must we spend 300, 400 rand on a bouquet of roses? Somebody who's got a lot of love for his wife, for his mother, for someone, then he won't question now these fresh roses, after 3 days, after 4 days, they'll become dry, they'll wither away, it's money that is lost. But that expression of love, if somebody desires it, or they'll just buy it on their own and give it, they won't apply too much of logic. Why? Because love goes beyond logic. This is a expression of love, that a person leaves everything behind, he moves, with two pieces of cloth, in a disheveled manner, presenting himself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and expressing his love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the journey of love. So continuing with this, we did the ayat of the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very uniquely starts this ayat. Other actions, when they became faras, then the command had come directly, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ آتُ الزَّكَاةَ. But when it came for Hajj, Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon mankind. In other words, for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Hijjul Bayti Man Istafa'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the journey to the house, to the Mubarak house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that person that is able to find the way there, that person that has the means. So continuing the first hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Bunya al-Islamu ala khamsin. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Islam is founded upon five pillars. First is Shahadati an la ilaha illallah, testifying that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. Wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Wa iqami salah, and establishing salah. Wa ita'i zakah. Notice when it comes to salah, this word is always used, aqimu salah, iqamu salah. What this means is establishing salah, not just reading salah. There's a difference between establishing something and reading something. Establishing something means to do something with all its requirements, to do it on time, to do it in the way we've been commanded to do it with all the requisites. This is known as establishing salah. And when you establish something, that becomes very, very punctual, very, very particular about that action. So that is known as establishing an action. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning, wa iqam is salah, the five pillars. The second is establishing salah, wa ita is zakah, and discharging your zakat. Wahajjil bayt, and now the next thing is making hajj of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sumi ramadan, and fasting in the month of Ramadan. Wa Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he addressed us saying, faqal ayyuhan nas, O people, qad faradallahu alaykumul hajja fahujju. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made hajj farz upon you, so perform the hajj. فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ. Now one person asked one question. In that gathering, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing sahaba. He's explaining to sahaba, Allah Pak has made hajj farz upon you, فَحُجُّ. So perform the hajj. In that gathering, one person asked, فَكُلَّ عَامٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this hajj farz upon us every year? In other words, is it farz upon us? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just mentioned, Allah Pak has made Hajj faraz upon you, so perform Hajj. Now he asked the question, is it every year that it is faraz upon us? The Sakkad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent. He was waiting for wahi to come. Hatta qalaha thalatha. Now this person in the interim, he asked this question 3 times. Is it faraz upon us? Nabi sallam remained silent. He kept asking 3 times. He asked her, Naam la wajabat wa la mastata'atum. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that if I had told you yes, it would have become a wajib upon you to perform Hajj every year. And you wouldn't have the ability to do this. You won't be able to perform Hajj every year. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained one very, very important principle. ثُمَّ قَالَ ذَرُونِي مَا تَرَكْتُكُمْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave me upon what I have left you upon. In other words, those ahkam, those laws where I didn't give any details, then don't keep asking questions about it. Now this, there are two zamanas, there are two eras in our sharia, there are two times. One is when wahi was coming, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive. So at that time, we were told that don't ask too many questions. The Bani Israel and other nations, they did this. Whilst the Nabi was there, they kept on asking questions. And every time they asked a question, they made it harder upon themselves. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling me, Ummat also, don't do this. Even ayat of the Quran, Allah Pak mentioned, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, la tas'alu an ashya'in tubda lakum tasukum. All you who believe, don't ask questions about those things which when you are informed about it, you won't like it. Wa in tas'alu anha heena yunazzalu al-Quran wa tubda lakum. And when you ask these questions at the time when wahi comes down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that zamana, in that era, when wahi comes down, this now will be told to you. It will become difficult. One example, in the time of the Bani Israel, one person had been murdered. So the people came to Musa alayhi salam and they told Musa alayhi salam, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inform us that who the murderer was. Murdered person is here, but who was the murderer? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inform us. So, via Hukam Allah Pak informed Musa alayhi salam to tell these people that what they must do is slaughter one cow, purchase one cow, slaughter that cow. After they slaughter that cow, take one portion of the meat, one portion of the carcass, and place it upon this person that had passed away. Now this person will wake up and he will inform you who the murderer was. Simple ruling, that slaughter, purchase a cow, slaughter it, take some portion of the meat, place it upon, take some portion of the carcass, place it upon this person, and this person will wake up and he will inform you who the murderer was. So these people of the Bani Israel, they started their tahqiqat, they started asking insane questions. So this is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was informing us, they don't do this. So the first thing they started asking Musa Alaihi Wasallam, is ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, what kind of cow this must be? Then after they were told what kind of cow it must be, then they asked what color cow it must be. So every time they kept asking questions, it got more and more difficult upon them. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling this person, that if I told you yes every year, it would have been wajib, it would have been necessary upon you, you wouldn't have the ability. Zaruni ma taraktukum, that leave me upon what I had left you upon. Don't ask detailed questions. So this was now in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now in our zamana, for a person to ask tafsir, details about how to do certain actions, there's no problem. Because now this is not the time when wahi is coming down. Now sometimes it's necessary for a person to find out the details of wuzu, find out the details of salah, find out the details of zakah, etc., etc., etc. So there's no problem in a person finding out. But what is not encouraged is asking unnecessary questions. Because Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one very big size person, very big size, my Ustad as Mufti Sahib was also there at this time. Even this small, it's all a light-hearted incident, but it teaches us something. Even in the light-hearted, in the joking, it teaches us something. So one very big-sized person came and asked him, he said, Hazrat, is it sunnah to eat sweet before the meal, or is it sunnah to eat the sweet dish after the meal? So Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he told him very nicely, he said, it's sunnah to eat less. Sunnah to eat less. So they told him, don't ask too many. When you eat, eat. You eat it before, eat it before, you eat it after, eat it after. Don't make it too difficult, which time you must eat it, and you eat it like this. So they taught us a very great lesson. Those unnecessary questions, don't ask. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّمَا هَلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ بِكَثْرَةِ سُؤَالِهِمْ. That people before you, nations before you have been destroyed because of asking too many questions. وَاخْتِلَافِهِمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْبِيَائِهِمْ. And disputing with the Anbiya, with the prophets that had come to them. They were asking too many questions. The next reason why they were destroyed because of the disputes, constant disputes that they had with the Anbiya. فَإِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ فَأَتُوا مِنْهُ وَاسْتَطَعْتُمْ. If I command you to do something, then do it to the best of your ability. وَإِذَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ فَدَعُوهُ. رواه مسلم. And if I prevent you from doing anything, then don't do it, leave it out. As simple as that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us one qaida. They don't unnecessarily make things difficult. Don't make it difficult upon ourselves, and don't make it difficult upon others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallah, bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.